I think it's just very important to point out that it doesn't end with the death of the old man. The most important part is being resurrected with Christ. Otherwise, if we're just trying to mortify the old man, we won't get anywhere. We need to resurrect with Christ and live in newness of life with him.
The word temptation is a misunderstood word. Many would tell you temptation to do something wrong is sin. It's not. Everybody is tempted in some way or another to do what is wrong, to act in a wrong way, or to respond in a wrong way. The temptation is not the sin. The sin is when I act under the influence of the old man. It used to be said to us as kids that you can't keep a bird from flying over your head. He's going to be there. But you can keep him. Tony may have a problem with this, but most of us can keep him from building a nest in our hair, right? We keep those things at bay. The temptation, this is how to deal with it. This is how to be victorious. And it's not only the things of the internet, it's in our everyday activities, whatever we're doing. And when there's that which brings dishonor to Christ, I have to say to myself, look, that desire to respond in a way like that, that's from the old man. I'm dead to that. I always have to remember that death is the way God gives victory over these things in our lives. Now, the word that we would use here is reckon. Reckon. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Listen to what it says to you, to me. Let not sin therefore reign. That's what Emil is talking about, that old man. He was reigning. He had control again. Wait a minute. No, the Spirit of God says, back up. He is not to have authority in your life. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Not only that, does anybody here that doesn't have members? Look at what it says. Neither yield ye your members. You see that word yield? That means I have given it to him. It doesn't say that he's taken it. It says I've made an act of yielding. What do we have that we can yield? What do I listen to? What do I listen to? What do I look at? How do I use my hands? Where do I allow my feet to take me? With whom do I communicate? And what kind of fellowship do I have? These are the members of our body that the Lord. What do I think about? Paul could even say to the Philippians, think on these things. So now I begin to see the control the Spirit of God is given to men and women to live a godly life here for Jesus Christ. Someone has a statement.
I'd like to read a verse in Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 22, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness, wherefore putting away lying, speaking every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22, just in case somebody missed that.
I also want to read a verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So we've been talking a lot about how we are dead to sin, and that because of that, we should no longer be living in that life. And I remember someone asked a question on the first day about, we were talking about how good works can get you salvation. But it's important to remember that while they can't save you, it's still important to do them because of the dead, because of the old man having passed away. I also want to read a verse in 1 Peter 2, verse 11. It reads, "Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul." So just a reminder here that although we are in the world, we are not of the world, and that we are just strangers and pilgrims passing through.
I have a question. This is a little off topic, but when you were talking earlier, you said that the act, like when you act, is when you sin. But isn't like when the Lord Jesus he said he like redid the commandments. He said that if you even think about it, so isn't temptations you're thinking about it?
No, maybe. Temptation is not thinking.
Can I?
Temptation is the act of the enemy to get you to think.
Mm-hmm. A verse that might help is in James chapter 1, starting with verse 13. And this underlines what Brother Chuck said before of this process that happens in us. And we have to be very conscious of it to know how to be able to really do as we have just heard, to put on the new man. So James chapter 1, verse 13. "Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when the lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death." So here we see that even also another aspect that's very important for us to understand, that we're not tempted from God's part. Right. It's the old man in us who is constantly tempting us by the many things that we are tempted. And this verse clearly shows there's a temptation. This temptation then becomes a lust. And then when this lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And then the sin, death. And I think we can so often see in our lives that's how this process really happens. Sometimes we see something, and then we do the second look, and then we suddenly, I shouldn't do this, but it's not the right thing. But we know that when we have that thought, the second, third thought, we are going to fall. Because the sin has already conceived in our mind, and that's why it's really important when we see something that we shouldn't do or hear something we shouldn't be hearing, that we immediately remember we are dead. This is not something that I should, that I am. I am not this anymore. This is not pertaining to my person.
Have you read Colossians 3 yet? Colossians 3. So, okay, Colossians 3, if we turn to that, it reads, "If ye then be risen with..."
What verse?
Verse 1.
Thank you.
Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. "If ye be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil
concupiscence.
I'm not going to try. And covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked some time when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. I just want to read the last part of verse 11. Christ is all and in all. And I just want to reiterate the communication of out of your mouth, filthy communication out of your mouth, the anger. As we read, I read in the other verses in Ephesians, it says, be angry, but sin not. Yeah. You know, you can be angry, but be careful of the things that you say, the filthy communication that can come out of your mouth when you are angry.